Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey there, Aaron.
Hello, Craig.
It's me. I'm Craig. I'm over here on the other side.
Oh, man. Hey, how are you? How long have you been there?
I've been sitting here for a little while.
Good to see you.
While you're looking at your little buttons over there you're pushing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the soundboard while we're sitting here. Because you know why? It's episode 121.
What does the soundboard have to do with 121?
Because it's got all of our little, you know, things like that. Don't forget.
Darn it.
That's not really exclusive just to this episode.
No, it's not. Hey, but I wanted to make sure it was all.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We got a listener.
Yeah.
We're talking to each other, and they're wondering why we aren't talking
to
them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Dad.
Hey, this is Craig, by the way.
I'll shout out to my father.
Oh, yeah, your dad?
Yeah.
Who's keeping you on track.
He is, and he listens to every episode.
So, tell a story, Aaron's random story, or last week, around Monday, no, this week, rather.
Some of our listeners may have noticed that Monday's episode was which is normally
late.
Ready when you get out of bed. It's normally already
assuming
ready.
That you get out of bed at a normal time in the morning.
Exactly.
You know, you're not up at like...
Because I set it to post every... at 30 minutes after midnight, Monday morning.
Right? After midnight.
Yeah, 30 minutes after midnight, so 12:30. Well, apparently, last week,
You got a little confused with the AMs and the PMs.
You know what it was? Daylight savings time threw me off.
Daylight saving time.
Whatever. I think we should do away with it. But that's a whole different story. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's not our decision.
Well, it could be. I think we should be able to vote on it.
We could.
It's our time.
We could take all 1 million of our listeners.
But my dad calls me.
But he did call you.
Monday morning. I get out of the shower and there's a message on my phone.
He said, "Hey, Aaron, this is Pops."
Something like that.
Hey, by the way, if he's listening to this, I don't think you sound that way.
He doesn't sound that way.
No, but I'm just, for the listener, I'm going to represent him as being an older guy calling going, "Hey, Aaron."
No, he sounds nothing like that. And he says my name properly.
I said Aaron.
Okay.
What?
Aaron.
I said that.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, Aaron."
He named me.
I know.
Yeah,
he's named your dad.
Name. Yeah.
Your dad's getting a lot of airtime on this.
But anyway, he said, "Where's the episode?" He was worried.
You said, "What episode?"
I said, "Hey, I'll take care of it, Pops." And I did.
You said, "You're on a need-to-know basis."
I don't talk to my dad that way.
I don't talk to your dad that way. You know why?
Why?
Because unlike you, he's a stand-up guy.
Well, what do you mean unlike me?
Oh, wait, you are standing up right now?
Episode 121.
Hey, so...
Today's Friday, November 10th, March.
Shout out to your dad, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah, thanks, Pops. Appreciate that.
He's a good guy.
Keep me on my toes.
And I'm telling him right now, don't cut you any slack. If you are late with the episode again, and if you don't respond accordingly, he can call me.
He might.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I like him.
All right.
I ain't scared.
I'm going to give him your number.
Hey.
Yeah. Pops, when you hear this, text me. I'll send you Craig's number. Okay.
Well, give it to everybody else you know.
Friday, November 10th. The air is brisk. The leaves are brown and
it
all over the place.
Nice.
I love it. My favorite. Well, I like winter a lot, too.
And we are at the Annex again. We've been here the past six shows or something.
Speaking of that.
But what I want to say about that is we got the fire going.
Yes. Which is interesting and very nice to have.
Well, it was an addition I wanted. When we built this annex.
Well, let me tell you this, because, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, Craig, but I'm part of another podcast called Wisecracks Radio Hour, and we still record at Leeberry.
Right.
At the Leeberry Studios, and...
Well, you got to begin somewhere.
Brittany and Courtney, you know, the front young ladies.
Yeah, front diva.
They missed us at Halloween. We were supposed to go by and help them out at Halloween. Things came up.
They never contacted us.
They did.
No, they did not.
But do you know what Brittany and Courtney went as on Halloween?
As Brittany and Courtney?
Nope. Aaron and Craig.
Liar.
No, they did. There's pictures to prove it.
Where are they?
Courtney had two backpacks like I carry into the studio.
Nobody knew who they were. Well, they would.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would know, I guess. But, I mean, you have to look really, really good. Like, does she have a beard?
No. I asked her, I said, why didn't you have the facial hair? She said she didn't have time to grow it.
Oh.
No, she didn't say that, but
I'm scared to ask how I was represented.
Oh, you don't want to know. You'll have to ask Brittany for the photos.
Who was me?
Brittany was you.
Brittany was me.
Yeah. Yeah. The weird guys, the weird podcast guys.
Wow. You think maybe we should get to a top story?
All right, yeah, you got top story tonight?
Sure. Top story.
Oh, wait a second. I did it wrong. Darn. Tonight's top story.
Top story.
Oh, I thought you actually did something wrong.
No,
that's
it.
Really low. Can you do that again? A little
higher?
Sure.
Tonight's top story.
Top story.
Is that better?
You know, you hit the button before you raise the volume.
I'm not doing it again.
I don't care.
Just do it.
I've just got
one more. Tonight's top story.
Top story.
You've got to learn to use that soundboard. It's really frightening how you do not know how to use it.
5 minutes. We've been recording 5 minutes. We ain't got one story out
yet.
No,
we got a story right now.
Okay.
Kidnapping charges pending in bizarre Alberta crash involving naked suspects.
Oh, boy.
You don't make up headlines like that.
No, you don't.
I'm not really creative enough to make up a headline like that.
No.
A bizarre crash involving a BMW filled with naked people has become even stranger as police prepare kidnapping charges against three suspects who investigators allege intentionally rammed a truck after three people escaped the vehicle. That exhausted me. That
you
was a
tired.
Long.
You need a nap.
Maybe. On yeah, I mean, can we
no,
take
no, you cannot. Oh, okay. No.
On Monday, two vehicles collided on a rural road in Nisku, Alta. Is that Alta, Alberta? Why does it say Alta?
It says Alta.
It just says Alta.
Yeah.
Anyway, when officers arrived, they found five people inside the white BMW completely unclothed.
Why is it going to be a white BMW? Why is it going to be right? It's a
That's
car.
Very racist. Yeah. Why do we have to put a label on the car? I mean, there's already a BMW label.
Yeah, there's a logo and everything.
In an update Tuesday, police alleged that three people, a man, a woman, and a newborn baby, were forced from a home in Leduc County, L County, and into a vehicle. Vehicle. Investigators said the man was stuffed into the vehicle's trunk, but somehow managed to escape.
He escaped somehow.
The woman and infant also managed to flee.
You know, any car built in the last 20 years has a pull thing in the back, in the
right.
trunk.
That's what's called the pull thing.
A lever? No, it's
emergency
not
emergency release?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, right. You done?
Go ahead, yeah. But that's how he managed to escape somehow.
Right.
I'm sure that's how it was.
I'm sure that's how he did it.
Yeah.
That's when a truck driver passing through the area spotted the three and picked them up. Derek Scott of LPH Industrial says it was his employee who came to the rescue. Apparently, they came out of the ditch with no shoes on, so he stopped to see, obviously, if they needed help.
Well,
it's the
nice
middle
of
the winter and people running around with no shoes on. You stop and help them.
Wow.
Scott told CTV Edmonton. Wow. What a guy, that Scott.
Scott's a good guy.
After they entered the truck, police said another vehicle purposely rammed the truck. The force of the collision pushed the truck into the ditch and threw all their clothes off.
No, they already had their clothes off.
All right. Right. I was trying to make it a little more exciting.
They weren't even in the car.
They rammed him from behind, the unclothed people in the BMW, Scott said. Police arrested five suspects, a man, two women, and two female minors.
Oh, they had some minors with them.
They were right out of the cave. They just got through. They were
clothes were dirty, so they took them off
because they had the soot or whatever.
The black lung.
Yes.
Their clothes had black lung.
All five were naked, and they were taken into custody. Kidnapping charges are pending against all three adults. I'm sorry, against the three adults, police said. The two youth, or Ute. Have since been released. New video surfaced. It was actually underwater. It just surfaced.
I don't want to
Tuesday
see it.
That appears to show the dramatic takedown. Several officers surrounded the BMW and order someone to sit down on the ground right now.
But I'm naked. That ground's cold.
Very cold, officer. Screaming and crying can be heard coming from the area. That was from the people that were watching. And a naked man is eventually escorted by the officer away from the scene. Scott, who was in the area at the time of the arrest, said he saw police use what appeared to be tasers suspect. Ooh, naked tasers.
That's never good.
Another band name.
Well, let's look at
everything. The naked tasers.
This story, we could just end the episode right now. This story's pretty much got it all.
I think I just heard someone say please.
It's got kidnapping, which is bizarre. You've got a car crash. You got naked people driving around in a BMW.
Yeah.
Tasers. You know, it's got all the good stuff.
It's got, it was like they went out and created this just for the show.
Hey, do you and Glenna argue over thermostat?
No.
Y'all on the same page?
Not really. Well, just don't really.
Well, Lori and I, you know, we argue quite a bit over the thermostat because I like it comfortable and she likes it hot.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
We don't really have a big problem with that.
Well, this headline, man defends himself with a toy in a violent thermostat spat.
Wow.
So what happened here is the thermostat argument got violent.
Wait, the thermostat was arguing with him?
No, it wasn't the thermostat arguing, but this comes to us from...
Some of those newfangled ones would probably argue with
him. Comes to us from the very cold state of North Dakota.
What does that mean exactly?
What?
Newfangled.
Newfangled.
I get new.
Well, you got oldfangled.
And there's newfangled.
Yeah.
I just wonder where fangled came from.
It doesn't really matter. I'm in the middle of a story.
Well, okay.
Authorities say a heated argument...
Is it a newfangled story?
Did you catch that? Heated argument...
Yeah, I get that.
...over a turned-up thermostat in a mobile home took a violent turn...
Okay. Here's the thing. How long could it possibly take a mobile home to heat up?
Not even the first. I didn't even get through the first sentence.
No.
When a Minote man.
Minnow?
Punched his fiance's brother in the face with and threatened him with a knife.
Yeah, that's not a knife.
The police say the man tried to defend himself by hitting 33-year-old Cornelius Young.
Cornelius!
With a children's toy in the attic Friday. I didn't know
mobile homes had
attics.
Did he go get... I know.
Oh, the attack.
Oh, I thought I said it. Wow.
Wow. I need to practice up on my reading.
Wow.
Police say Young eventually left the home after his fiance jumped on his back and bit his ear to distract him.
Oh, I thought she jumped on his back and rode off like piggyback. Like,
two children were present during the fight, but neither was injured. The Minot Daily News reports that Young is charged with felony terrorizing.
Wow.
What's that?
I don't know.
I thought that was like terrorist. Court documents don't list an attorney who could speak on his behalf, and a home telephone number could not be found.
Well, who has home phone numbers anymore?
Not me. No.
I don't.
Nah.
Hey, you take me to Florida.
In Florida, I went berserk.
Headline says, Florida woman uses 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon as a weapon.
Oh, PBR.
Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, home of the Gators.
Tom Petty was from Gainesville, I think.
He was from Florida. I knew that.
He was from Gainesville.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
A Florida woman is accused of using a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon as a weapon. Casey Lynn Wiley.
Casey Lynn?
Casey Lynn.
Oh, Casey Lynn.
27 is being removed from the Gainesville, Florida nightclub 8 seconds by a bouncer when she allegedly struck him with a case of beer, according to the alligator. Now, why was the alligator there? How much credibility does an alligator have?
Apparently.
Is their eyesight good enough?
Yes.
Crocodiles have good eyesight.
Well, so do alligators. You know, they're cousins.
Why is the alligator at the nightclub?
I don't know, man. I wasn't there.
And that's really more interesting to me than why does she have a case of beer at the nightclub?
Yeah, that's
is
a,
it bring
a
your
foul.
Own?
It must not be.
Oh, no, it must be because she brought her own.
Yeah, but maybe that's why they got
fat. She's being removed from the club because she refused to leave after the country music nightclub had closed after 3 a.m. You got to go home.
We got to go home.
Authorities handcuffed her, but she tried to escape while police conducted an investigation. She also refused to give her name or date of birth. Well, how's she going to get a present? And was violent towards officers, according to a report obtained by the alligator. Now, this alligator, I really want to know more about him.
Capital A, too. I mean, this is the alligator.
The alligator in this story seems to be more on top of what's happening than any of the law enforcement.
I bet he talks with an accent, too, mate.
No, that'd be a crocodile.
Oh.
Here okay. It'd just be
well, who
they're
says?
Florida, y'all.
Y'all.
Except Florida's not really the
orange.
South.
You want some oranges?
Oranges. Wiley, whatever her name is, eventually gave authorities the information they needed before aggressively stepping towards an officer. The bouncer did not wish to press charges.
Well, heck no, man. You know why? Because she'll come back with another case of PBR and hit him upside the head again with it. Uh-oh.
But your favorite.
Hold it.
Freaky!
Snake hole, man. Listen for his laugh at the end. That's my favorite part.
You're assuming watch I want to listen to the end.
Oh, the snake hole.
Freaky snake hole.
I think you get more enjoyment out of this than anybody.
Oh, man.
There it is. His little. Anyway, snake charmer, man held in Germany, found with pythons in his pants.
Why were they holding him? Like, was he being cradled?
He couldn't stand still. He had a python in his
so
pants,
so they're having
man.
To hold him.
Yeah.
Okay.
A man detained by police during a drunken argument in Germany may have violated animal welfare laws.
Did you say animal?
Do animal welfare laws apply to pythons? I don't think they should.
I'm sure they have more rights than anybody else.
Anyway, after he was found carrying a baby python in his pants.
Freaky.
Police in Darmstadt in the west of the country said that he was held on Tuesday night after a loud row with another man. With another man as they disturbed the residence. They said that he was searched and officers noticed a significant
something going on with
thing.
Yeah, something with his pants didn't look right.
The man, 19, told officers that he had a snake in his pants and pulled out a 14-inch royal python.
Did he have a little crown on?
He was taken to the police
cell. Like a little scepter?
To
like
sober
a crown?
He was taken to the police cell to sober up with the snake.
No, the snake was put in a box.
Put the poor snake in a box.
You don't catch me making up stuff. You don't need to.
Speaking on Wednesday, police said they were looking for the reptile's owner and examining whether the non-species appropriate transport contravened animal protection regulation.
Contravened.
Took me a minute. Hang on, we got to do this. That's the end of my story.
I don't think we have to play this every single time, all the way through.
What's another snake story?
But it's a really long.
And this is one you found. This is a Craig story.
Watch out. But,
okay, then I say we don't play this all the way through. All right.
This is the last time I'll play it tonight.
He said,
today, whatever it is.
The snake hole man.
Okay, you can stop it now.
Okay.
You can stop it. You're not stopping it.
There
it stopped
go.
Itself.
It stopped, didn't it?
Star teen snake wrangler fighting for life after bite from world's deadliest snake.
Ooh.
I don't know what just happened there.
I wonder if he made it.
Do you know sometimes I skip? Sometimes.
You having a stroke?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I can still feel one side of my body.
Go ahead. While you start the story, I'm gonna check up on Nathan, see how he's doing.
Okay. A famous 19-year-old snake wrangler from Australia. Wait, Australia?
What are you talking about?
I'll be over here. Let me know when it's done.
It's almost over already.
Everybody wants to do it, do the kangaroo.
Oh, you can stop it now. Yeah, maybe that'd be good.
Okay.
A famous 19-year-old snake wrangler from Australia is fighting for his life after being bitten by his pet snake, one that is regarded as the world's most venomous. Nathan Chakudi from Brisbane, Australia, was attempting to put his pet inland taipan back into its enclosure on Sunday when the snake lashed out.
You know what? This brings up an important thing. I have one rule in term of pets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever own a pet that can take you.
That's what I say.
Yeah, never.
Take you where? Like to the zoo?
They can take you
balloons,
out.
Get ice cream, take you out for ice cream?
No.
For dinner?
That can...
Anywho, his snake lashed out and bit him. Nathan's father immediately called emergency services after seeing the horrific attack.
He used to kiss this stupid snake.
I'm looking at the picture, and this kid's just asking for a big
hole. He needed to be bit. I don't want to be
insensitive.
That
was mean.
I don't mean
You're
to
mean.
Be insensitive.
Toxicologist Dr. Jeff Isbister?
Hey, watch your language, man.
Told the Australian Broadcasting Company that the snake's poison can cause major issues for humans. In terms of its effects, it causes blood not to clot, but its most important effect is it causes neurotoxicity.
You don't want that.
He said, so if it's not treated early, it can cause paralysis.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a snake.
That is a snake.
That is a snake. As of November 7th, Chakudi was still, I'm just going to call him that, Chakudi. Chet was still in serious condition in the intensive care unit of Redcliffe Hospital in Queensland, where his family has remained by his side.
Yeah, that was yesterday, man. He's still hanging in there, though.
On his YouTube page, Australian Pythons and Other Reptiles, which has more than 4,000 subscribers, he has several videos of non-venomous snakes and other reptiles, according to a report in news.com.au, which first reported the story. The inland taipan snake, however, is known as a fierce snake from Central East Australia and is regarded as the most venomous snake on the planet. That's a perfect reason to have one as a pet.
Yeah.
A bite from the...
Kiss one.
A type from the snake could kill a person in 45 minutes if left untreated, according to a 2013 report from the University of Melbourne. Hmm. Unlike the saw-scaled viper or the king cobra snake, the inland taipan is usually quite shy. It doesn't like to go to parties, doesn't like to hang out, talk to people.
It's introverted.
It's very introverted. It's known only to strike when it's provoked or mishandled or tried to be kissed. So the strike on him comes as a surprise to some. No, it doesn't come to a surprise.
It doesn't come to a surprise as me.
In 2013, a 17-year-old male was bitten by an inland taipan in New South Wales, but he eventually recovered from the attack. Following the bite, Hunter Valley snake catcher Judy Martin kept the snake and said they're usually very docile. They are a very placid snake. They rarely bite, she said. We only have to bite once.
That's all it takes. And while we're talking about animals and, Australia, can I take a moment to tell you a little story?
No.
I'm going to. Because you and I talk a lot about Netflix, what's going around Netflix, what's on Netflix now, what you watch that's good, we trade this stuff.
Right.
Well, I started a series from Australia, from Down Under, and it's very good. And it's called...
Which one is it?
It's called Wanted, and it's about these two women. They get caught up in this terrible... They're on the run just because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But anyway...
Because they ran a decathlon.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to see lots of... crocodiles. I'm going to see some.
Right.
I'm going
wallabies.
See some wallabies.
Kangaroos.
Yeah. Knives. You know, lots
of koala bears.
They even slept out in the desert one time And I didn't see any poisonous animals. I did see a Komodo dragon.
You thought you see like an inland taipan?
Yeah. But I'm digging the show. I love the accents. And I'm on episode 4. So
that was a good story.
That's for our friends down under. DK.
Mates.
Yeah, DK.
Hey, mates.
Yeah, how's it going, eh? Oh, by the way, we got a new theme song.
But is this for this one?
Yeah, this one you composed.
And I'm gonna wait. Is this the right story?
No, but it's coming up. That one's coming up.
Wow, I'm glad I saved you from that one.
Yeah, yeah, me too. But this one does have a theme song, kind of. I'll go ahead and hit it. Headline is, Kansas City detective ends interview after suspect answers a question with a loud fart. How's that for a headline?
Wow.
His flatulence stopped one police interrogation, but not a continuing investigation that has resulted in a 24-year-old Kansas City man facing federal gun and drug charges. Sean Sykes Jr. is charged in U.S. District Court possessions with intent to sell cocaine and being a felon in possession of 3 firearms.
4, it sounds like.
Wow. The charges from Kansas City police traffic stop on September 1st and November 5th, according to the court documents. On September 1st, Sykes was in a car that police searched and found a backpack that contained various drugs and handguns. One of the guns was a .357 Magnum, and it had been reported stolen out of a car on Independence Day a few days earlier.
Now, are we taking this from the alligator? He told us all this?
No, this isn't from the gator.
Okay.
While being questioned...
Because I trust that guy.
Sykes denied knowing anything about the guns and the drugs. In his report about...
I don't know anything about it.
In his report about the interview, the detective wrote that when he asked about his address... Mr. Sykes leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering with the address.
Is that a violation of some sort?
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent, and I ended the interview. The detective wrote, charges weren't filed at that time. Then on November 5th, he was pulled over again, and this time, charges were filed.
Well, that was a good story.
Yeah.
Headline says... I pity the fool who's got a headline. We still haven't come up with that yet, have we?
No, you've got like 17 now. I only wanted you to have one.
This in.
Mark Patch wanted you to go with top.
This just
breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah. No. But everything's not breaking.
No?
Yeah.
Should I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
This just in. That's not a bad one.
That's not bad. It's not true.
It's not really true.
No, but it's not bad.
Headline says, survey says, I pity the headline. German man reports WW2 bomb.
World War II.
People know what WW2 is.
WW.
Police find zucchini. An 81-year-old German man called police to tell them that he found a World War II era bomb in his garden, but when officers showed up, they found a large zucchini instead. The man found the 11-pound, 15.7-inch long vegetable Thursday in his backyard in Bretten, in the southwest German state of Baden-Württemberg. My eyes are bad. What does it say?
Württemberg.
Württemberg. He believed it to be a bomb.
His eyes are bad, too, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. He believed it to be a bomb, but upon arrival, police said they found a dark-colored zucchini. Officers,
they pick it up and start throwing it back and forth.
I like they had to dispose of it. Officers were able to dispose of the vegetable without having to call a bomb disposal team.
Well, I hope not.
Police said they believe someone may have thrown the zucchini over the man's garden hedge. World War II has been over for more than 70 years. Unexploded bombs are still periodically found throughout the country.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's true.
It's true.
In September, Frankfurt officials evacuated some 65,000 residents when they found a 1.4-ton bomb at a construction site.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you don't want to come across something like that.
You don't want to hear that dreadful click.
All right. When we started the podcast, I kind of went on a mini rant.
A little over a year ago?
No. Just this episode. I went on a little mini rant about daylight savings time.
I mean, it's directly related to your height.
But that's not funny, and it's not true. Daylight savings time is worthless.
It's saving. Daylight
it's
saving.
It makes
Singular.
Me angry.
Hangry.
I want it gone, and I'll be happy. And I don't care which side they set it on. Just do away with it. Pick one. And we'll go with that time.
It makes it easier. But you know what? Then they have to go back and make reprogram all the computers again. I do patches on computers.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Or we could just uncheck it. But yes, because when they moved daylight saving time a few years ago,
yeah,
they had to issue patches to all these systems because they had to change the date.
But you just go in and turn it off, which I'm thinking about doing
people
anyway.
People could never set their VCR clock.
Well, this headline is just another thing. And I did a paper about it when I was early in college about the traffic accidents go up by like 20% the week following daylight saving time.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Does my face, right now, am I making the eye care? Am I making the eye care face right now?
Daylight saving time causes younger twin to be older than brother.
What?
Yeah, isn't that bizarre?
Not truly, though.
Well, yeah. Well, not truly, because daylight, it's nothing. The sun, we have the exact... Look at it like this, Craig. We have 24 hours a day. The sun shines exactly the same amount of time it would, whether we say it's 2 o'clock, or whether we say it's 1 o'clock, or whether we say it's 3 o'clock.
That's not entirely true. The days do get shorter during the year.
Yes, but it doesn't matter what time we're saying it is. We're just renaming time. Okay. We still get exactly the same amount of sun.
We aren't. We're just setting our clocks.
So you, my friend, are mistaken. And no. We need to do away with it.
I thought I got scared. I think you said do away with me.
Samuel and Ronan Peterson.
Ronan?
Yeah. Have an interesting story to tell
for
the rest of their lives thanks to daylight savings time. Savings time?
Saving.
The infant twins.
McDonald's.
Born overnight on November 6, 2016, have a strange twist of their ages because of the time change. According to Cape Cod Healthcare in Massachusetts, Ronan is the older twin, despite being born 31 minutes after Samuel. How does that work? According to the hospital officials, Samuel was born at 1:39 a.m. Eastern, and when his twin Ronan was born 31 minutes later, the clock had reset to 1:10 a.m.
Yep.
Instead of being
2:10 a.m. Technically, that is true.
Yes, because daylight savings time had come to an end. So despite technically being 31 minutes younger, Ronan's official time of birth is listed as 29 minutes earlier than Samuel's. See, daylight savings time, and I'm not going
to
read it anymore.
I'm digging hard over here to care about this story.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, all they did was they took advantage of a little technicality in the time.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it sound like something happened.
That's not a technicality in the time. It's bizarre, outdated ridiculousness. And I say we do away with it.
I don't care.
You know, President Trump listens to this podcast. I'd like to ask him.
You better be able to back that up.
What do you want me to do? Get him to call and say?
Yeah, you probably should.
He ain't got time for that. He's tweeting and whatnot.
He's tweeting. But now he can tweet like 240-something characters.
I don't know.
They increased it.
But they also canceled his account.
I saw that. Yeah, that they, quote-unquote, accidentally
deactivated
it.
Yeah.
I bet you get an interesting phone call when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, honestly,
yeah,
they're not obliged to let anybody have an account.
Absolutely. It's their business.
But the person that did it, if you saw the picture and saw who they were, they're pretty much obvious.
Yeah.
It was not
like what you'd expect.
It wasn't accidental.
Right.
We're profiling. Hey.
Yeah.
I pity the survey. What?
So what? Survey? What?
I don't know what that means. I was going to say survey says, I pity the survey of the headline.
That kind of works, actually.
I pity the survey?
Yeah.
Well, how's that work?
It just doesn't make sense, so it fits right in with our
podcast. The entire show.
Yeah.
Story says, oh, wait, I forgot. Adam and Lee, they like. Was it Adam and Lee? Who was it that liked? This one's mine?
It was either DK, Adam, or Lee.
Okay.
One of those three liked it.
Well, if one of them liked it, that's good enough for me.
It means they probably all three like it.
I would like to think that.
Yeah.
This one's mine? Tiffany and Company selling a $1,000 tin can.
No thanks.
Do you like garbage?
No, I don't.
But
the band I do, yes.
I really want to ask this. Like, this is one of those infomercials.
Okay.
Do you like garbage, but only when you can waste a lot of money on it? Well, if you're cruising Tiffany and Company, the answer to that question is yes, and now quite literally, because where else can you spend $1,000 on a tin can?
Probably all over the place. If you walked up to somebody, I said, I'll give you $1,000 for that tin can.
That's true.
I bet you most people would take you up on that.
Tiffany and Company is making it easier than ever for the everyday Joe to identify. You know Joe.
Oh, everyday Joe, yes.
To identify the extravagantly rich so that they know exactly who to eat once the revolution comes by charging $1,000 American dollars for a pencil/paintbrush holder. Make sure you get the matching sterling silver paper plate. It's $950.
Right.
So you don't leave any rings on your work desk because Lord knows you probably spent a few million on it. There's a lot of fluff in this.
Yeah, well.
The can is part of the Everyday Objects collection, which transforms utilitarian items into handcrafted works of art.
So it's
a matter of opinion.
Yep.
In other words, it's derelict. And so your opulent spawn can learn the importance of saving money so they can make they may someday spend it on something worthless. Tiffany also offers a $1,000 tin can baby bank with bank charmingly scrolled on the side.
You know, Craig,
this is why I would never fit in with that crowd.
This was, I'll give you this. It was a lot of fun the first time it was done with Andy Warhol. When he did this type of thing, it was fun. You know, and I remember those days because I was enthralled with the Brillo boxes and the soup cans and all the cool stuff he did.
I remember the soup can painting or whatever.
The Brillo box was one of his earlier ones, and it's pretty cool. There's a whole documentary out about it. But
this is an actual can, right?
It is a can. It's a tin can.
This is stupid.
Yeah. But it's got very thin down one side, the Tiffany blue line down one side of it. Mm. So you know that it's not just your average, everyday tin can.
Yeah, again,
you know?
I'm not going to fit in with that crowd.
No, me either. Headline is, man accused of impersonating officer gets pulled over by the real officer.
Yeah.
And we've had this story two or three times, and it's happened
again.
What
about our stupid criminals theme?
It didn't make the cut. Louisville, I could play
but the snake theme, it goes on longer than Stairway to Heaven.
A man, police says, was pretending to be a cop, pulled over an officer in Louisville. The real officer said he was driving with his wife when a man in a car going the other way started flashing his lights and had something on his dash flashing too. This all happened right before Halloween in Lydon, Kentucky, according to the arrest warrant. Once the cars passed each other, the real officer says the other man did a U-turn and started following him, lights still flashing. Then the driver began honking his horn. So this officer, like any officer would do, he thought the man needed help. You know, he thought, this guy's in trouble. You know, maybe he knows I'm a cop. I don't know.
Correct.
But he pulled over. And that's when the suspect walked up to the driver's side door, and this is what he said. Did you know you hit a curb back there? The suspect was later identified by the officer as Brandon Hurley, age 24, of Prospect. Turns out the men went to high school together. That'd be about my luck.
That's how it would work out.
But they didn't chat about it during the traffic stop, quote unquote. When Hurley asked the real officer if he knew how fast he was going, the officer asked the man which department he worked for. He said Hurley replied, Jefferson County. At that point, the officer identified himself to the suspect as LMPD. Seeming confused about the officer being in his personal car, Hurley told the officer he wasn't going to write him a ticket.
Just go along with it.
Then the LMPD officer asked Hurley for his badge number. The officer says the suspect went back to his car, but then got in and sped off, going the wrong way down the parkway.
That'll confuse him.
Yes. The officer was able to get the man's license plate number. The arrest warrant states the officer thought he recognized the man from high school. The man whose name the car is registered to is Brandon Hurley. Brandon Hurley, I should say.
I thought you said brethren.
I may have. And the officer was able to identify the suspect by looking at a recent photo.
Of himself?
No. Hurley was served a warrant for impersonating a peace officer 3 days later on Halloween around 10 p.m. And he was also charged with wanton endangerment.
Yeah, that headline was misleading. It said, man accused of impersonating officer pulls over the real officer. I thought he was impersonating the guy.
Oh, no. That would be real freaky.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was actually, he was pulling over a real officer.
Correct.
Hey, yeah, this is the Mark Patch something.
It should be Rudy Lindsay tonight. The Rudy Lindsay top 10 list.
Pops?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I dedicate this show to him for getting me back on track.
It's the Pops top 10. Not even a top 10, really. Yeah,
no, it's
10,
not.
10 random facts.
10 random facts, yes.
Random things that fell out of your head.
Yes, just 10 random facts. These are all true.
Have these all been vetted?
Yes, they have.
Are
They're
you
all
sure?
Checked. Yes, and people know some of these.
10 random facts.
Some of these you'll go, I knew that, but these aren't random facts people don't know. They're just 10 random facts.
We'll find out in a minute. Number all 10, right. If you have 3/4, 4 dimes, and 4 pennies, you have $1.19. You also have the largest amount of money in coins without being able to make change for a dollar.
How you like that? Interesting. That's kind of a brain tease.
What does that mean?
I mean, somebody said, do you have change for a dollar? You can't give it to them. The closest you could get would be 99 cents.
That's not true. I've had all pennies.
No, but you got to have 3/4, 4 dimes.
Oh, if I had those exact things.
Yes.
This is what we call stupid fact.
No, it's a real fact, and it's fun to think about.
Does it make it not stupid?
Number 9, the numbers 172 can be found on the back of the U.S. $5 bill in the bushes at the base of the Lincoln Memorial.
Now, that is interesting.
Yeah, and let's give him a couple of minutes to check that and then come back to us.
Okay. Number 8, President Kennedy was the fastest random speaker in the world with upwards of 350 words per minute. Now, I remember going to Ripley's Believe It or Not or something. They had a display about this. You could listen to him talk.
That's pretty cool. You know, one thing I like about President John F. Kennedy was the fact that he would take R's off of words and put them on words that didn't belong. For example, I heard him in this. He did this in a sentence. He said, "We went down there to Cuba."
That's because of where they're from.
To Cuba. So Cuba. He took it off of the there. He took the R out of there, and he said, "We went down there," and put it at the end of Cuba. He said, "We went down there to Cuba."
To play Cuba?
That's a bonus fact.
To play Cuba?
No, not to play Cuba. That's it. That one doesn't even count.
How about you go to number seven? Topic.
Number seven. In the average lifetime, a person will walk the equivalent of five times around the equator.
I thought you said five towns.
I think I've already done that. I'm only 50.
A.
Yeah.
Number six.
Right.
Odontophobia.
Yes.
Is the fear of teeth.
I ain't scared of no teeth.
I ain't scared of teeth.
Number five. The 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of varieties of pickles the company once had.
Hey, you want to hear...
That's a lot of pickles.
You want to hear another random fact? No, I don't need to think. This is what you did a minute ago. You gave an extra bonus fact.
Yeah, but it was related to number eight.
This is related to number five.
Okay, go ahead.
That I learned from people that I knew worked in restaurants. The number, the Heinz 57, the Heinz ketchup, this is what it reminds me of. If you tap it right on the, because it's got like a marking on the ketchup bottle up near the top of the bottle. It's a number. It's not 57, is it? Anyway, so if you tap the ketchup bottle with the edge of your hand, like you're doing a karate chop on it,
yeah,
it makes the ketchup just start coming out. Like
I just squeeze the bottle, it comes right out.
The glass bottle snapper.
They don't sell those anymore.
They have in restaurants.
Not that I've seen.
Not the cheap ones you go to.
Cracker Barrel's got plastic ones.
I thought I had a good extra fact there, but never mind.
It's not. Trust me. Number four. In the early days of the telephone, operators would pick up.
You know what's funny about this? Is that that's mine.
Go ahead. It is yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's okay. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Number four. In the early days of the telephone, operators would pick up a call and use the phrase, "Well, are you there?" To which they would hear a reply, "I don't know. Is it any of your business?"
I could see Lily Tomlin trying that.
"Hello, are you there?"
One ring-a-dingy.
It wasn't until 1895 that someone suggested answering the phone with the phrase, "Number, please."
Seven. I'm yeah. Sorry. Number three. The surface area of an average-sized brick is 79 centimeters squared.
Who cares?
That's a fact.
Number two.
Yeah.
According to suicide statistics, Monday is the favored day for self-destruction because it's Monday.
It's Monday, but why'd you have to bring us down like that? We were on a roll and having good times, and you threw that in there?
Well, the Boomtown Rats told us in the 80s that they don't like Mondays.
Number one.
Apparently, people that commit suicide do not like Mondays either.
Cats sleep 16 to 18 hours a day.
And then the rest of the day, they're just jerks.
I like cats.
The musical?
Yeah, but actually I do.
You probably would.
Hey, thanks for listening to episode 121, Craig.
We're not sure why you do, but thanks. Tell all your friends. Be sure to rate us or something.
Yeah, find us out there in the podosphere and give us a fair rate.
Yeah. No, don't give us a fair one. Be nice.
We'll see you Monday.